World Youth Day kicked off in Madrid last night in an opening mass celebrated by the Cardinal Archbishop of the city. Pope Benedict XVI is scheduled to arrive in Madrid tomorrow. Emer McCarthy reports.
The situation of today's young people has its peculiarities. Their lives and circumstances have changed with globalization, new communication technologies, the economic crisis, which can condition people for the good, but also for the bad. This is why, according to the Archbishop of Madrid, Cardinal Antonio Maria Rauco Varela, the youth of the 21st century needs, even more than previous generations, to find the Lord through the only path that has proven itself spiritually effective, the humble and simple pilgrim seeking his face. Welcoming the young Catholics of the world to Madrid, Spain, the host city of the 26th World Youth Day, Cardinal Rauco Varela told them that the intention of the Pope, who loves them so much, is precisely this, that they may experience in the communion of the Catholic Church the truth and the urgency to make the theme of the World Youth Day this year their life, rooted and built up in Jesus Christ, firm in the faith. Plaza de Cibeles, Cibeles Square, was the setting for the opening mass, the very same place where this Thursday the young participants will welcome Pope Benedict XVI. The notes of a choir of 200 hopeful voices fill the hot and humid air. An army of priests transform the glaring white of the raised altar with their colored vestments, and the young people created some relief from the asphyxiating temperatures by vigorously waving their flags and banners to move the still air. The vast congregation stretched for over 3 kilometers beyond the central square, reaching out into the city's side streets, the flags reflecting the universality of the church, the prayers of the faithful in Arabic for those living in countries where the Christian faith is persecuted, in English for the young artists and the role they play in spreading the good news, in Japanese for all those who die victims of violence.
Sois la generación de Benedicto XVI. No es la misma que la de Juan Pablo II.
You are the Benedict XVI generation, which is not the same as the John Paul II generation, Cardinal Rauco Varela told them. Quoting from Pope Benedict's message from Madrid, he reflected the youth of today, with existential roots weakened by a rampant spiritual and moral relativism, hemmed in by the dominant power, need solid foundations.
Queridísimos jóvenes, estamos aquí.
Closing the celebration, it was the turn of Cardinal Stanislaw Wilco, President of the Vatican's Council for the Laity, chief organizers of the 26th World Youth Day editions. He told the crowds, "You've come to this meeting with the Holy Father, Benedict XVI, bringing with you all your plans and hopes, as well as your concerns and apprehensions about the choices that lie ahead. These will be the days that you will never forget, days of important discoveries and decisions that will be decisive for your future." World Youth Day Madrid 2011 has begun. From Madrid, I'm Emer McCarthy.